here and have a closer look. If you want, you can come up right now. If you want, you can stay there. I have two volunteers for one of these kits, but I'm going to do one just before that. Okay. It is a verse in the Bible. It says, "Fear not, be still, and see the salvation of the Lord." Do you know where that is? Does anybody know where that is? I know one person that does. Huh? I was about to say, I know one person that knows where it is. Okay, yes, it's in the, it's in the book of Moses. It's in the book of Exodus. Okay, you're all familiar with Moses? Okay, you know what he did? Okay, you know what God told him to do? Okay, they escaped from Egypt. Okay, and they were by the Red Sea. And they were afraid. And the Egyptians were following them. And the pillar and the cloud that led them through the wilderness jumped from the front of them into the back of them. And it created darkness for the Egyptians so that they couldn't see the Israelites. And then God told Moses, he said, "Hold up your staff and put your hand across the Red Sea." Okay? And that's what he did. He put his staff up and he put his hand up. Okay? And that night, a wind blew all night long and it dried up the Red Sea. There was a wall of water on one side and a wall of water on the other side, which allowed the Israelites to walk through this wall of water on dry land. But this is a pretty short staff, would you agree? Now, we don't know how tall Moses was, but maybe his staff wasn't that small. Maybe he had a bigger one, okay? Maybe he had a real big staff, okay? You know, these are easy to pull out of the bag, but they're hard to put back in sometimes. But we don't know how big his staff was. I don't know if it was this big or not, but I just thought I'd share that with you about the Red Sea and Moses' staff. Now, I have another little lesson that I would like to share, and it's called The Invitation to Heaven. Okay? And I have two volunteers for this, if you would come up here, please. If you could have a seat there, Steve, please. Jeff, if you could just stand right there and act like you know what's going on, that'd be great. Okay. Let me just get the stuff out here that we need.
Hey, no
peeking. Okay, I think I have everything. I searched. I found out some time ago, maybe about a year or two ago, that there was such a thing as a dream machine that could actually read the dreams of people that they had the night before. And Steve here volunteered to allow me to read the dreams that he had last night. Now, this piece of equipment, I looked high and low for it and finally found it. It's very, very expensive. You can't get this stuff everywhere. Okay, I got this in a party store. Okay, of all places to find a dream machine. Okay, and the thing that really makes it work is this special piece. But we have to be careful when we use this piece of equipment. Okay, we never know what might be crawling around. You don't have any little crawly things in here, do you, Steve, that I should be aware of?
You have a magnifying glass?
Well, we won't take any chances. Just to be doubly protective. Okay, now let's see what we can find out.
Let's see what kind of dreams he had last night. Okay. This is delicate, so please stand still or sit still.
Are you tired of standing? Oops.
There's nothing there. It's empty. Oh, hold it, something's coming. Wow. Boy, she's beautiful, Steve. Wow. It's his wife and he loves her dearly. You know. Wow. Okay, get that out of your mind. Okay. Yep, it's clear again, it's empty. Okay, something's coming in. Okay, I see all these white clouds. Wow, it's beautiful. Wow. Have you had this dream often?
Yes.
Wow. He's up in heaven. Oh, awesome. It's beautiful. Oh, I never saw anything like this before. Oh, wow. Can I share your dream with them?
Please do.
Oh, please. Sit up. Stand up. Back up. In his dream, he had an invitation to heaven. You can hold that, brother. There were white clouds all over the place. And he was walking on these white clouds. And he came to this big, long line. And Jeff was in front of him in this line, just standing there with nothing in his hands. And off in the distance, you could see this huge, huge, huge place. Some people refer to it as the New Jerusalem. There was this big, big, giant, pearly gate there. And there was an angel at the gate. And everybody that approached the gate, the angel said, "Papers, please." So as they got closer to the gate, Jeff began to look at his invitation. And Jeff was nervous because he didn't have any papers. Jeff was nervous.
He said I wasn't going to have to do anything, but I got
it. He wanted to corner off his head. He was real nervous.
Frozen.
And he grabbed Steve's invitation. And he ripped off a piece. And he gave Steve back his invitation. Now, Jeff was more confident that he would be okay. But as they got closer to the gate of heaven, and they could see the angel more clearly, and they could hear the angel more clearly saying, "Papers, please," Jeff began to look at Steve's invitation again. I mean, he was looking at it very seriously. And he asked Steve, "Could I have another piece of your invitation?" And Steve looked at Jeff. He didn't want to give him a piece. But Steve, being the Christian that he is, prayed. And he came to the conclusion that God would want him to give Jeff another piece of his invitation. Now Steve looked at his invitation and all that was left, and he was nervous. I mean, his knees were knocking together. Sweat began to pour off his head. And Jeff was standing there confident that he would be okay. Well, they got closer to the gate, and it was Jeff's turn. And the angel said, "Papers, please." And Jeff gave him the papers, and he folded his arms with a smug look on his face. a very smug and confident look. You know, he thought he was okay. And the angel opened up these scraps of paper and said to Jeff, this is not the invitation that you were given. And then before you know it, this other angel came up. You could smell the fire and smoke on this angel. And he grabbed Jeff by the scruff of the neck and took him away, never to be seen again. Never to be seen again. Never to be seen again. Now, Steve, after he witnessed all this, was nervous. His knees were knocking together. Sweat was pouring off his head. He was real nervous. Boy, he was nervous. And the angel said to Steve, papers, please. And the angel took his papers and opened them up. And he said, this is the invitation that you were given. Not only that, it had the authorized signature on the back. And he said to Steve, welcome into my kingdom, my son. And Steve was happy. He was not nervous anymore because he accepted the invitation that God had given him. Now, we as Christians have been given an invitation that God has given us. And God desires us to share God's invitation with everyone else who does not know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So for all those in this room or anyone who may not know Christ as their Lord and Savior, God is offering you eternal life so that you can live with Him forever and ever. And if you would like to know more about that later, see one of the elders after the meeting. Thank you very much. Thank you, brother. No, keep that. You'll need that.
Yes.